On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you shoulder fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always can be down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Well, of course it is Monday. You heard that lead up. It was half an hour long.
I know, we're broadcasting live from the kennel today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We have to. It must be done sometimes.
Well, we are very big on people adopting pets.
Exactly.
So we are live at the kennel today.
We can't tell you which one because, you know, it's...
No, don't want to give favoritism to any particular kennel.
Exactly. They're all equally great.
Fantastic.
Please visit one and adopt today.
Or tomorrow if you're busy.
Right.
Okay. Any day is good to adopting a dog.
That's
adopt a child, too, for that matter.
You know, you could.
Yeah.
But you got to go to another country, don't you?
That's true.
You can't anymore. You got to go to Korea or something.
Okay, I'll be back Thursday. Hey, did you get a flu shot?
I didn't.
You know,
I got to do that, right?
In the back of my mind, I've wanted to get a flu shot for 2 weeks. I go out and I completely forget because you can get them anywhere. I got a dry cleaners last year.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. Speak English? Because you know my dry cleaning story. You can't, you know.
No, they didn't.
I know.
As a matter of fact, I got Martinized by mistake.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is, by the way.
So we jumped right into the show. Hey, Ronaldo.
You know there's no such thing as Martinizing, I've learned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some guy named Martin, wise-ass cleaner, who said, I'm going to make money, I'm just going to tell him I'm Martinizing. I spit on the clothes is all I do.
Well, that's like a Trumpster thing now.
Yeah,
the Trump word is now bad. It used to be in poker. It was like a good thing, maybe.
Yeah, no, now people don't even say anything. No, no.
You can't.
Anyway, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I mean, you're welcoming everyone.
Okay.
I'm Tori. That's Ron.
All right.
I skipped
over. And adopt a pet.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're a couple of weeks away from election time across the country, what they call the midterms. I think I should be studying for them because it sounds like something you do in college.
Oh, my God. That's the same word.
Yeah. It is the same word. And it's scary. But in this case, you're in command.
Not as scary as Kavanaugh midterms.
That's true. Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. So, wow. Flu shot, midterms. My head's spinning here.
Well, did you look up the questions? Are we doing questions?
Yes. Our show emanates out of Massachusetts, and we're going to today do the Massachusetts questions on the ballot. And
we do have a lot of Massachusetts listeners, so it makes sense.
We do. But next week we'll do some other big area and see
what
they have.
The Red Sox are in the World Series, so it makes sense that Massachusetts should be really paying attention right now for all kinds of reasons.
Well, you certainly...
I know you love sports, Ron.
I don't give a crap.
I know you
it.
Don't, but
really
you know the World
don't.
Series. Come on, you gotta pay attention.
It's still baseball.
You're not gonna watch it. Are you gonna watch it?
I'll watch it if there's nothing else on.
If
there's no interesting item on HSN.
I used to shop from them, you know, back in the 80s.
Yeah, then Amazon came along, and I think it pretty much killed them a lot.
No, they're still on TV. It's QVC or something, isn't it?
No, they're still on TV, but I think Amazon's really taken a big bite out of their deal.
Yeah. So who's their audience? Someone that can't move from a chair, they're stuck there.
Yeah.
They have to, you know.
Someone who can't move from a chair and me.
You watch it.
Because I can move from the chair. I choose not to.
Are there good deals there? I don't know. I used to buy jewelry on there.
Yeah, sometimes they're good deals. Sometimes they're not. I've gotten a few things through them. I've returned about half the things that I've gotten through them. Because I don't believe they check their things out. Very similar to Amazon. I've gotten things from Amazon and I'm saying, oh my God, Amazon's selling this. They should know that this is crap.
Yeah, it's cheap stuff.
But, you know, I guess that's not the way that works.
Well, when I bought jewelry, I have to tell you this real quick, from HSN,
yeah.
I bought two beautiful rings. One was a purple, like a cube-looking thing,
mm-hmm.
and one was an emerald with diamonds. You know, they're not real, but they looked really nice costume jewelry. Went to the Westgate Cinemas, went to the movies anyway. to wash my hands. I used to take my rings off to wash them because I didn't want them getting like this tap water with the chlorine.
Sure.
Washed my hands, walked out, forgot all about my rings.
Oh, of I thought they I went, fell apart.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I set them there and someone stole them, obviously. Oh, sure. And I had them a week or something. It was really sad, but I didn't replace them, I don't think. And, you know, lesson learned. Keep your rings on, ladies.
Damn moviegoers.
Just wash them.
Yeah.
Wash your hands with your rings on. Bad lesson.
Well, isn't that what they're supposed to be for?
Yeah,
I mean, you're supposed to keep them on all the time, right?
They were cheap. And my diamond I used to, of course. It didn't come off, really. It was wedged on. And once you're married, that thing's right on there, huh?
I wouldn't know.
I know.
No, this is a real question.
Ron's discombobulated.
I don't have the other question.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, I remember. There's only three of them.
I remember all of them.
Do you? I know how I'll vote on them.
The first one has to do with nursing.
Correct. Correct.
And it has to do, as I understand it, right now, it is the way it is. You go to the hospital, they assign nurses to you. With this new idea, this new ballot question, the hospitals are responsible for limiting the number of patients that a certain nurse can see.
Per ratio or something?
Correct. The problem with that is that hospitals get fined if they don't adhere to that ratio.
I see.
So someone has to pay those fees.
And so adhere to the ratio, dingus.
All right. But the other thing is that they're going to have to hire more nurses.
Great. People need jobs.
Or not. In other words, some people are just going to have to wait until their nurses are available.
Too bad. I'm voting yes. I want this ratio thing. I want people to get waited on, and waited's the wrong word.
Well.
Served?
To get served. Yes, to get served.
I like to serve people.
You know, I've been in the hospital, fortunately not for myself, but for other people.
You've seen
it. And when they are in great pain and great discomfort, and they call for a nurse, if that nurse doesn't show up within 10 seconds, it's horrific.
It's not even 10 seconds. Lucky if it's 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
They're overworked.
Huh. So I guess this would resolve that.
Why not?
But our health insurance costs are going to go up. But Trump's president, who cares? He'll just put it on the deficit. We'll be good.
Right.
No, we're going to all
I'm
going to
vote yes, because I think that's a good idea.
I'm a little confused about it, but I am voting yes as well.
Very good.
Question number two on the Massachusetts ballot has to do with something that I applaud.
Right.
This is a federal thing, so it's just it's devising a group in order to lobby the federal government for something. Mm-hmm. And what it is that companies do not have the same rights as individuals.
Hmm.
So in other words, a company cannot have the same rights under our Constitution as a person would.
Mm-hmm.
A company is not a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that. I agree with that. I think companies get away with far too much by claiming that they're individual citizens. They're not.
All right. I didn't understand it that way, question.
That's the way that I understand
it. I understand something about transgenders and bathrooms.
That's number three, my friend.
Oh, but then wasn't that one the about super PACs? You're talking about the super PAC one then.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we want to vote yes on that.
Yes.
My dad said vote yes on all three because he's researched this really well and knows.
All right. Well, that's true. Well, last week you said your dad said no on all three.
No on any question. You used to say, remember we talked, we used to say just vote no on everything.
Right.
Now you said they word things differently.
Correct.
And you're right. So I said, Dad, what are the questions? What do you said? Right. What do you think about them? He said, yes on all three. I said, thank you.
Well, I don't believe that corporations should have the same rights as citizens, as individuals.
Right, exactly.
Because we don't serve corporations, we serve citizens. Corporations are not.
Citizens United, wasn't it some group?
Something.
They're
going to form a group or a support group that are going to lobby. So it's really, you can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
You just take a position.
It's just a step.
Yeah. Number three, as you mentioned, you take on number three there. It's about transgenders, homosexuals and such. You can't discriminate against somebody when they seek a service because of their sexual orientation.
And bathrooms. They should be able to use the bathroom that they feel they identify with, not that it says in their birth certificate.
Right.
And you realize that since 2004, they said, men are going to take advantage and go into ladies' rooms.
No, they don't care.
You know what? That's happened 14 times in the last 14 years and never in this state.
Yeah.
It's just so rare. It's old white guys are going, rah, 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 rah.
That is the way they talk. Very good.
You know,
good,
exactly.
Good person. When you did that, I said, oh, white guys?
Yeah.
And it was.
Old white guys.
That's true.
Rah, rah, rah. We want
exactly
to run the country.
That's unbelievable.
It's dum-dums.
Personation.
It's time for diversity.
Wake up. The way the law stands now in Massachusetts is you cannot discriminate. So
right,
what we're doing here is leaving it alone.
Exactly.
So we're voting yes to leave it the way it is and no to change it and thus discriminate.
Correct. And there's been mailings that have come out to your houses. Correct. I've seen them about promoting,
You know, people across the country are probably saying, you're in Massachusetts, one of the most liberal states in the country. New England is pretty liberal, yes.
But Charlie Baker is very popular here, oh, by the way.
Yeah. Something bothered me about Charlie Baker, though.
Mm-hmm.
May I discuss?
Only one thing? Okay, go on.
No, he's doing a fantastic job. Right? He actually...
There was a debate the other night.
Yes, and he's doing very well. The one thing he said in the debate that I didn't really care for is that he's going to vote along party lines as
support
far as support.
The party.
Yes.
You know, that's my boyfriend said the same thing. You both watched this. I didn't watch it. I got to get my information
from you. That bothered me
a
little bit because I thought we were getting away from party lines with you, Charlie Baker,
so
governor
of
Massachusetts.
They couldn't narrow him down. Will you vote? Will you vote for these Trump people?
So what is he saying to me? Is he saying, Ron, you should vote along party lines as well and don't vote for me then? You know, so, you know, I don't know what
you're
saying.
Well, they cornered him later. And, you know, he actually said he was going to vote for Jeff Deal.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Maybe he will, but, you know, that's fine.
My dad used to say, signs don't vote. So it's all these signs. Signs don't vote, man.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's the thing I hate most about politics, and this is nationwide, are the signs,
they litter.
The lawn signs.
They're happy to put them up. Mm. And it's not just for politics. Yeah. I see them for different things, like festivals around the cities.
Correct.
And when it's over, just leave it up. Yeah. I'm like, boy, you're in a real hurry to get your festival sign up, but you don't want to take it down?
Some towns have laws that they have to be taken down by a certain time after.
Oh, they can never put them up again. I'm going to write a law. We should have a law. We need more laws.
Well, they're just, you know what they are? They're tacky. They're just tacky. You know? And I that's just a fashion statement, I suppose.
It is.
But lawn
aesthetically,
signs are,
your town is tacky enough. Don't add signs to it.
Don't put things in the thing. Here's another thing along those lines that bother me.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing it up.
We should have a new segment.
Well,
find some music. Things that bother me. What time is it?
Right. Where's an old 50s group that's saying things that bother me? Lawn signs that have nothing to do with politics. Somebody comes over to mow your lawn.
You
pay them to mow your lawn.
Or to roof your house.
Exactly.
Or to paint your deck.
And it's a very expensive service.
Yeah.
You pay them full price.
Yeah.
They stick signs on your property advertising the fact that they just did work on your house so your neighbors can see that that's who did the work.
How long do you have to keep it up, though, man?
You can take it down immediately. I always do as soon as they're out of sight. But no. But here's my point, and I've said this to some of them after the job because I didn't want to piss them off.
No.
But I said, oh, okay, do I get a discount for your advertising on my lawn? Because and if they say, and they say, well, no, we just do it.
Yeah.
Well, then take your signs
away. This quid pro quo, bub.
Absolutely, man. Why would you charge me full price and then advertise
me? You're not allowed. I'm sorry.
No.
We'll cut a deal and
then
fine.
Not on my property,
baby. No.
And I'll tell you something else. You're sticking your signs on my property and you didn't ask me. You didn't say, can I stick a sign here after I'm finished? Ask me and then we'll talk about the discounts.
Well, all right. Speaking of signs places.
Yeah.
And these are politics. Yeah. Back to politics. Why am I seeing signs for politicians on business property? Isn't that like, can that be steering people away from your business if they're not on board with you?
I will not mention the business, but there was one where that was the case, and I did not go there.
I remember you told me this like a year or two ago, but this is like right now. I'm seeing it again on different places. I won't say names either, but you know what?
Careful. You know, when people make very strong political statements, their businesses suffer. For example, Papa John's, the guy who owns is apparently a very staunch Republican. And he made some comments accordingly, and business suffered greatly for that chain. That's a stupid, stupid move, especially now that the country is so divided. You're killing a percentage of your business by making a political statement
that. I don't watch television, but I did watch the baseball ALCS something.
Oh, I'm sorry,
ACLS or ALCS?
Are you taking medicine
I'm doing the water bucket challenge or something for the ACLS.
Yes, I know. It's,
you know what? I'm confused.
I know.
I'm dyslexic enough already, so please don't make these letters the same. But I did see a commercial for Papa John watching that.
Yes.
So they have the employees doing the ad. We love it here. We love it here.
Same. It was an In-N-Out Burger in California, in Los Angeles. Very, very popular burger joint.
Oh, yeah.
A series of those places, and again, made a political statement, and business dropped big time. Stupid move. especially these days, as I said.
Right.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Closed on Sunday.
I know.
Gee, I wonder why. You know why?
Yeah.
It's the Lord's Day.
There you go.
All over their clothes. Even in a food court, you'll see the lights out. No one working there.
Well, it's in the Bible. I think it's Leviticus that the Lord don't like chicken.
Doesn't. Not on Sunday.
No.
Any other day but Sunday. But if you're Jewish, Saturday is your big day, right?
Yeah.
So how does that even work? You're discriminating against the Jewish people by being open on Saturday, Chick-fil-A, and Jesus was Jewish. So I'm really confused now. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I have an answer for that, but I can't say it. Anyway, yeah, you know, there's a, you know, the WWF?
It's the wrestling, or it's the panda persons.
Exactly. The, well, It's World Wildlife. It's hard to say.
You can't. It's easy for you
World
to say.
World Wildlife Association.
Juan, it's Baba Wawa. I am talking to
World Wildlife Federation.
Or the wrestling
dudes. Or the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah. Who had it first? Someone stole it from somebody.
Wildlife has been around for a long time, but I don't know. So has been wrestling.
It goes back to the cavemen.
Both. Now, if you had the wildlife wrestling each other, we could
combine them. It's a combo.
That's combo meal.
Combo deal.
You get fried rice or white
and
rice.
And a panda. Grilled panda.
Yeah.
There's a Panda Express.
Did you just say grilled panda?
There's Panda Express. Explain that one to me, okay?
Right. They're not actually grilling panda.
And you know this how? It's Chinese place, right?
You're right.
Asian food.
Yep.
It's mystery meat. It's all mystery meat to me.
You stir fry with vegetables and some sauce. It could be anything. You're
Stray
right.
Cats, I don't know what happens to them. Don't let them lurk around the restaurants.
That was a musical group.
I love that group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Seltzer. Brian Seltzer. I sing that song, Stray Cats Strut, when I do karaoke.
Do you
I nail it.
Wow. You do karaoke a lot?
I haven't in a while.
Yeah, that's probably actually. Because you sing that song too much.
Well, it's my go-to song.
Sure.
I've done it on stage with a band, actually, not just karaoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I have.
Well, that's true. You've been around.
I jump on the stage. It can be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I know the band, so I jump. I jump on if they ask me. Yeah. Shall I jump on? Yeah. Sure.
These are your younger days, I assume.
No, not that long ago. A couple few years back.
Mm-hmm. I've never jumped on stage.
Okay.
I've jumped off stage.
Oh.
When people
chase
me.
I don't do mosh pits or anything, though.
No, it was mosh pit. It was just.
Even if I was a guy in good shape, I'm not doing that. You could get an elbow right in the nose.
You can always get hurt. It's just when you're younger, you figure that you won't get hurt, and therefore you don't. When
you're
older.
And you're drunk, probably, or something.
Always.
You're stoned. You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, how do you know me so well? I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Would you rather?
Yes, it's everybody's favorite game show. Would you rather?
WYR.
Yeah. I actually read up on the would you rather thing, and sometimes it involves more extreme versions.
Ooh, like a truth or dare?
Yeah, where alcohol is involved or the removal of clothing.
No.
Yeah, so this game can get pretty crazy.
That's
of course,
like,
this is radio, so we're good.
No, but you ever heard of Cards Against Humanity? Dude, that is the best game.
Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
No,
I'm not
familiar. Yes,
OMG. That is the best. It is the funniest, craziest, most politically incorrect thing I've ever seen. I'll tell you about that some other time. But James and I used to play it virtually online because you can do the chat room type stuff too.
Oh,
and it was great. It's hilarious. It's so wrong. It's right.
It's so wrong. It's right. That sounds like a song too.
We have a new theme song.
How can something so wrong feel so right?
I don't even know if we can play it on air because it's so wrong.
No, I wouldn't want that.
We can't do that. No. All right. Okay. Just look it up someday.
All right. Okay. All right, are you ready? I've got one for you.
I am ready.
All right.
All right.
Would you rather your flight be delayed by 8 hours or lose your baggage?
Oh, flight delayed.
Absolutely.
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 You had to ask me that?
Well, these are generic things.
I can't lose anything,
Ron. I know.
Not even my mind.
If I lost my luggage, I'd be worrying more than 8 hours. So,
you know,
really.
I had them. I know. I know how to get my luggage back.
Yeah,
a few years ago. Well, no, I was at an airport in North Carolina when they tried to pull that on me.
Threw you off the plane?
Yeah, throw me off the plane thing. Yeah. I got my luggage pretty quickly that they left on the tarmac. Some guy came up to me and said, I don't know who you are or what you said to them, but you have everyone looking for your bag, this man said to me. And they had a line of people. I went right to the front and he said, excuse me. That's how you do it, Ron. If you think I'm waiting in a line.
No, I know you're not.
My boyfriend is figuring that out. He said, you're brutal. He knows. He goes, I don't want to ever get on your bad side.
Yeah.
I said, honey, you won't.
No, you have to know the rules of the game before you play them, as far as relationships are concerned.
He just jumped in with 2 feet. Yeah. He didn't even look at the rules. Fine.
Good. Well, good for him. He's an adventurous.
He really is.
Fantastic.
That's nice.
All right. Yours?
Oh, okay. Would you? This is a good one for you, Ron, and I thought about this. Mm-hmm. Would you rather suddenly be elected a senator or suddenly become a CEO of a major company? You won't have any more knowledge about how to do either job than you do right now.
CEO, major company.
Me too. Me too.
There's no way,
yep,
shape, form, know-how that I would get involved in politics. I would love to help society. I can help the people. I would love to help the people, Tori.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
But I am not going to sacrifice my personal life and my family's personal life for that, for my country. Duh.
You know, this is what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I want to be a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah.
That's a CEO, not a little fish in a big pond. No, what am I going to do there?
The pond's too big.
It is. I want to be the CEO. I want to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
Make some money.
Here's the other thing.
Get a yacht,
I think as human beings, I mean, as much as, you know, I want to help people, I can do that through a company. Probably better than I can through politics.
Sure, yeah.
And if I was a CEO, I could better control the outcome of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could help people even more.
Good.
And
you've thought this through.
Oh, I have. I have been doing research on that question.
This question
for
was
years,
no surprise to you.
Years and years and years.
And years.
I have people, and they know what they're going to ask.
You knew that already.
Correct.
Excellent.
All right. Are you ready?
Excuse me.
Yep. No, that's fine. That was my next question.
Sorry, Buffon. See, I'm doing. There's no stopping me now. You know what's coming next.
Would you rather burp incessantly or fart incessantly?
I already fart incessantly. So I'm going to have to go with stay with farts, because you can sneak those out. Burping, it's sort of like, blah. Yeah. Unless someone's looking at you, they see your mouth open, they hear the noise.
Yeah.
You can do some sneaky farts, man.
You really can. I'll tell you a funny story, and please don't tell anybody else.
I won't, I promise. It's between us.
I used to be I was a wedding videographer for decades. That was how I made a lot of money. And I've always had gas. So
who doesn't, right?
Nobody does.
Unless you're hiding it.
Yeah. So I would go to the reception, you know, and I would videotape the people dancing on the dance floor. And it'd usually be like 20, 30, 40 people on the dance floor, because I get hired for these big weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be walking around the perimeter of the dance floor, sometimes into it, and videotape people dancing and doing crazy things. And every once in a while, because it was after the meal, I would have to pass some of my internal gaseous odors. So, but I had no problem doing that on the dance floor.
Because it could be anybody.
I would just, there were like, this is a group of 30 people.
Right.
And I do my thing.
Yeah.
I very carefully walk away to another part of the dance
floor.
Prep
dust it off.
And I watch their reactions.
Oh, no.
Now, I didn't,
did you video? Oh, you should video.
No, I didn't
video.
That'd
make a YouTube thing. Nice.
No, because then the bridal couple would probably say, wait a minute. Everything is videotaping. People are reacting to a fart smell. Maybe it was him.
No.
You know, no.
Yeah,
so I couldn't do that.
You couldn't take a chance.
But
you should
edit
that out, though. Keep that for your records, for your, like, your stash.
For my records.
Get a compilation video going. Yes. Then years later, when there was a thing called YouTube, you put it on there.
Just to show how deviously awful I was. But, so don't tell anybody.
But you could at least leave the room. People always say, why don't you just leave, go outside, leave the room.
Yeah.
You know.
I think this part of that comment won't be a part of the show, but we'll see what happens.
Edit that right now. So that was that really legit question? Fart or burp?
No, it's kind of stupid, but...
Okay. You can ask me another one.
I mean, I agree with you. I would also rather fart because...
Than burp. My stomach has enough problems. Let's not, you know...
Well, yeah, the burping is... I got to tell you, it's a little painful.
Yeah,
It, it goes with other stuff. The farting is like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, well...
Did you ever... All right, here's a horrible thing to say.
But the burping, let me just say real quick. The burping, if you drink soda or beer and something and burp, that's kind of painful.
Yeah.
Especially the soda. Those carbonated bubbles, when they come up right through your nose sometimes...
Yeah.
It's an event that I'm not interested in.
It's not good. I don't want stuff coming through my mouth. My ass is built for a reason. I think it was for
exit
the farts.
Only,
yes. Mouth takes stuff in.
Yeah.
But exit only for the ass too. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to take the fifth on that one, but you know.
That's one of the ballot questions.
Whatever. I'm not. No comment.
Okay. Were you ever, thank God this show will never air.
right.
Were ever in a car by yourself.
Yeah.
And you release one.
Uh-huh.
And after you do, and the windows are closed, it's the winter.
Oh, God.
And after
I'm opening
you do,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get
I
it open.
I actually say to myself,
You sound like my boyfriend now.
Well,
he has no problem with his own farts.
Well,
I have a problem with my own.
I don't think people do. I
think I do.
I don't.
I light an incense.
No,
I spray my osium.
Oh, no.
I got to escape
it. Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
It's you.
I don't. It's gross.
It's you personified.
I am grossing myself out.
It's a version of you in the air, dispersed in the air.
It smells like either an old attic or a sewer. The lid got removed off the city sewer. I can't have it.
I wouldn't call it refreshing, but I will say that it is inviting.
It's not. Well, it's not. What is it with guys and farts? They love the smell of their own farts? Women don't, because I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I'll take a poll.
No, you don't.
I'm taking a poll. I'm not having it.
No, I find it quite...
It's gross. I am grossing myself out.
It's comforting what it is.
I have to do it, but I don't want it. If I'm in bed, it's staying tucked under the covers.
Yeah, well,
it's staying there till it disperses.
I consider it my friend.
No.
Because it came out of me. It's like giving childbirth.
No.
It's like giving childbirth. It's like, this is mine.
I don't even want to poop.
Own.
I don't want any poop either. I don't even like any
else's,
of it.
Anybody else's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's horrible.
It's a necessary evil going to the bathroom. I'm not interested in anything. I just want to be a robot. I don't need to eat, sleep, or poop. I just want to function.
Well, you do need to eat, sleep, and poop,
I don't like it. Why? That's why I can't wait to just die someday, because then my body will be gone and I won't need to do that stuff.
I watched a video online, which I usually don't do, and it was Penn Jillette, the Penn and Teller. The
one that doesn't
guy.
Talk then?
Or no, this is the one that does talk.
Okay. I don't know their names.
You have a choice of two.
This is one of a big one and a little one. The little one doesn't talk. That's all I can tell you.
Teller is the one that doesn't talk, oddly enough.
He talked in Miami Vice, an episode of Miami Vice.
Yes,
I saw
he did.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah. So Penn Jillette, he weighed like 340 pounds.
I can see that.
Not long ago
He's
in
a
his
big
career.
Guy.
Yeah. He decided, his doctor said, you can't live like this.
And did he get the bypass?
No. They said to him, how about the stomach staple? And he said, no, I'm not doing surgery. So what he did was, I find it fascinating, he lost 100 pounds in the course of about 6 months.
Whoa.
I know, fast. And here's how he did it. He picked a vegetable. And that's all he ate every day. He picked a potato.
That's one of my questions.
Uh-oh.
Potatoes are very filling, though, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, he said he had to eat the entire potato. He had to eat the skin. He could boil it, bake it, but he had to eat the entire potato with the skin. But you can't add bacon or anything like that. Just
I would
potato.
Do that. I love potatoes.
You can have any time you want during the day,
great.
Whenever you're hungry.
That's my comfort food.
Says you do that for 2 weeks.
Just potatoes.
Just potatoes.
No way.
Just potatoes.
So I better never do that or I'll lose myself because I weigh 105
pounds.
Yeah, no,
you can't do this. You don't weigh enough.
Could I eat a lot of potatoes?
It doesn't really matter, I think, is what he said. Because at first he ate a lot of potatoes and after 2 weeks, he lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
2 weeks. And it was
like
just
a parakeet. Two weeks.
Because he only ate potatoes. After that, he had an ear of corn.
Oh, corn goes right through you.
Well, he said that after eating potatoes for 2 weeks, only potatoes, eating corn was like devouring sugar.
Ooh.
He said it was the most delightful taste he'd ever had, just the plain corn.
Nice.
And now, after this experience, and apparently it's a year later,
right.
He still eats mainly vegetables. If he wants to have a piece of meat, he will, but he doesn't want more
than
a piece.
This is my question, Ron. Can I ask you then?
Please.
Would you rather never be able to eat meat or never be able to eat vegetables?
Never be able to eat meat.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Meat too.
Yes.
I love vegetables.
Yeah. It's important to have vegetables, I think.
I'm on the fence with meat.
We would die if we just ate meat. Look at the cavemen. Do you know any?
No, but you know, that's because it's many
perished.
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
But
the
vegetarians, or the vegans, or whatever you may call them, they eat beans for their protein or something.
Correct.
Amino acids is what you need.
Yes.
That comes from meat or beans.
Correct.
So you can't live on just vegetables. You have to supplement the amino acids.
Well, you need the protein. But, true. But those people have more gas. Usually.
Yeah.
And,
That's what it is. I thought cauliflower causes gas and broccoli.
They are the top culprits.
Well,
but it's not just them.
I love that word. That's the second time I've heard that word this week.
Yes, they are.
It's an awesome word.
They are responsible.
Yeah.
They're badly responsible. People that eat beans.
but so that causes flatulence.
No kidding.
Is a great word. Yeah. But you know what? If you're trying to fart, like I was the other day and it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, he said this, he coined this phrase. He calls that premature flatulation.
Well, that's very good.
Isn't that good?
That is very good. That should be the title of his new book.
Premature flatulation?
Yes.
So it wasn't I ready like yet. It could have been a disaster.
I might have to buy that title.
You know, we have it here on recording now of this Monday date. So if anyone steals it, we'll go back and find these records.
Yeah, well, that's why we do this, to record ideas so that no one can actually.
It's a verbal Kavanaugh. We don't just write things down. We talk about them.
Crazy. All right.
Got another question for me?
We can do one more. Would you rather live the rest of your life as a monk or followed continually by paparazzi?
Oh, that's a really good question. Mm-hmm. But why are they following me? Does that mean I'm successful and have money? Or is it just because they're following me? Because I don't need that shit. I mean, need to have a reason.
I don't think the paparazzi would have a reason to follow you if you didn't have fame or money.
Okay, and the monk thing is I'm by myself living alone?
Correct.
Oh.
And not talking ever.
Oh, paparazzi. Wait.
Oh, I see.
I didn't think this through.
Oh, I see. It was the talking thing that changed your mind immediately.
Well, I had a non-talking question, too.
Yeah.
Didn't I ask you that already? Would you rather say everything you think out loud or never speak again?
I thought that was the Penn and Teller conversation.
Yeah, and you just say everything out loud, right? I'd have to.
I don't know that I need to speak.
Oh, my God. You're the monk, then. You want to be the monk in this scenario or the paparazzi thing?
I don't know.
You don't even know the question you ask me?
Well,
I always think them through and what I would say.
Oh.
Or else, why would I ask you? I think I have to decide if this is a worthy question.
I'd probably say screw it, none of them.
You can't. That's not how you play.
Oh. Monk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be awful to be followed everywhere you look over your shoulder.
I can see you as a monk, though.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You practically won now.
Well, there's great things to being a monk.
Yeah.
So there are some pluses involved.
You're hermitish.
Yeah.
If that's a word.
It's like eating potatoes for 2 weeks. I think eventually I would get used to it.
Okay. I love potatoes.
And then if I talk to somebody after not talking to somebody for 2 weeks, I really wouldn't want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you'd have
anymore.
Had enough.
Yeah.
In this climate.
No, well then, if someone said, how are you? I would think that's way too much conversation at that point. Because
it's so benign, too. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I don't like these things. But that's, now the language, was this the one I was going to ask you?
I don't
wanted
know.
To ask you one more. Oh, would you rather be fluent in all languages, Ron, and never be able to travel, or be able to travel anywhere for a year, but never be able to learn a word of a different language?
All right, so now you're entering the area of what's the point of knowing all the languages if no one understands what you're saying? So what's the point?
That could be. I could broaden this out. I'm going to unpack it. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be fluent in all languages, never traveling, or travel anywhere for 1 year and never be able to learn a word
just
of a different
for 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you missed that part.
Oh, I did miss that part. I didn't know there was a time limit on this.
Yeah. Travel anywhere for a year.
Oh, a year.
Anywhere.
Oh, I'll do
you want to travel for a year and never understand the language where you're going?
Yeah, just for a year.
You know what? I want to be fluent in all languages because I'm already halfway there. Not halfway there.
Well, you are fluent in a lot of languages.
Well, I'm not even fluent. But the point is, if I could be, I could work from home, dude. I could be a translator and make all kinds of bank. Capiche? Right.
But you can do that after the year. After the year is up.
I thought it was an either or. What if I can never be fluent in all languages then? Or just, it's either or, isn't it? Would you rather?
Oh.
These are all set in stone,
so
man.
So why is one side of it got a time factor?
I didn't
on,
write the
other
the
one?
Thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's good that they put that wrinkle in there.
I would say a monk.
Right, you are. You are a monk.
Know. I don't know.
You're a monk.
I don't know how
you don't have to be fluent
that.
In anything then. No. You can just not talk.
No.
I want to talk. Me talk pretty. We talk pretty one day.
You all right?
Yeah.
I think you kind of lost it at the end there.
Just now?
Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the game. And try it at
Would
home.
Would you rather?
There you go.
Would you rather?
That's like a somewhat of a sexy song.
It's really like a Barry White.
It is. That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a brown chicken, brown cow song.
Yes. Yes. It's got that flavor to it.
Oh, yeah.
Barry White, man. What an icon if you ever like having sex.
I just love it. I love his music.
Oh, I thought you
did. Well, you know.
I just really love having sex.
Well, either way. It's the same thing, right?
No.
Good music, good sex. Yeah. Hey, whatever.
And, of course, he's left us now. He should have tried the potato diet thing, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's funny, though, all the Barry White songs sound pretty much exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, some are slow and some are funky, like do 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 do.
Even the funky ones feel like they are still in the sound like the Baby Shark song.
Well, remember, yeah, and remember that TV show called the one that's married to Harrison Ford, Calista Lockhart, Ally McBeal.
Right.
Okay, that's my process. I'm thinking out loud. So Ally McBeal had this scene with that one of the Barry White songs when they're all in the bathroom. And right. I loved it. Right. I never really watched that show that much, but it was one of the best shows on television. Mm-hmm. I really wish I watched it now. Yeah. It was just so cleverly written.
Whatever happened to this Calista Flockhart, I believe.
She married Harrison Ford. He left his wife of 1,000 years, who was like his age, that was with him when he was nobody. And then he found this much younger woman. Calista Flockhart could be his daughter.
Really?
She adopted a child. They got together and then eventually got married.
With Calista.
You know what? She likes him because he's really smart.
Yeah.
And so she likes that intellectual stimulation, I read.
And why does he like her? And because she's really skinny?
And she's smart also.
She's so skinny.
She's thin, Tori. Yeah. But she's smart and thin and young. What are you going to do with that? It's perfect.
I wouldn't want to touch her.
Why? She could break?
Yes.
Well.
I mean, we're not talking thin. We're talking...
frail.
Yeah.
Like anorexic-y thin?
Yes.
Well, I think she's probably healthy. She's pretty. She's rich. She's got it all, man. She's got it all.
That's like going to someone's house on Halloween and Calista Flockhart answers the door and the kids go,
That's coming up, isn't it? Like, Halloween. Ooh, we get to a Halloween special. It's on a Wednesday this year. It's kind of midweek. That's sort of a wreck thing. It just wrecks it. It should be on a weekend, Friday or Saturday.
You know what we'll do?
What'll we do?
Well, on that week, we'll do a Halloween special, I guess the day before Halloween or Halloween itself. Halloween itself.
Why? It's not on a Monday, dude. This is Monday.
We'll do a special. Oh, we'll do a Wednesday. We won't do the Monday. We'll do the Wednesday. Or we can continue to do the Monday.
Oh, maybe we'll do two.
That's possible, too.
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to be able to give out candy with my boyfriend. Because he has people come to his house, like five people.
This has nothing to do with it.
We get to talk about Halloween, right?
Yeah.
And Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Frankenstein?
You know how I feel about Halloween.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Nope.
Because you're that old man that says, get off my lawn!
Exactly.
So do you turn your light out? What do you do?
No, I entertain the children, certainly. No, I give them candy and I say, oh, aren't you special?
Oh, right. What are you supposed to be?
But I get sick of saying, watch your step. Watch step.
Oh, yeah, because you could get sued because you have that step.
Yes. Well, most places have steps. You know?
That's right. You have a step.
I have a step.
You have
and
one
I don't want to get sued. What would happen?
Oh, my God.
What would happen
if it's raining
fell
that
down?
Night?
And it can.
Oh, shit.
And you got the leaves out and it's slippery.
Oh, no.
It's a bad
That's
idea.
That's why people probably turn out their lights. They just don't want to be bothered with any kind of problem.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Halloween trick or treat should not be taking place after the sun goes down. I know it goes down early, but not as early as the Sunday after you. Then you turn your clocks
right.
back. For
Fall
whatever.
Back. Yeah. Spring forward.
So that hasn't happened yet. I'd say on Halloween, it'll get dark in most places of the country around 5:30.
Exactly, yeah.
Why can't the kids trick-or-treat
at
from 4:30 to 5:30? Go home, have dinner, and then have your candy. Because you're going to eat the candy before you have your dinner, you little bastards.
Well, when I lived in Florida for many years, and we take our kids out, and it was, you know what was great about having Halloween in Florida? The weather. Dude, now you're bundling up, you're putting coats over your costumes.
Yeah.
What's that about?
What's the point at that?
Right, we had awesome costumes.
What's the point?
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Halloween, certainly in the Northeast, is
or the Northwest.
Yeah, that too. Any place it's cold.
Or the North.
The North of the Mason-Dixon line, let's say.
Do people still say Mason-Dixon line?
Well, I just did.
I know, but isn't
there's
that,
no other way
there's
to...
There's evil connotations there, aren't there? Remember that movie?
Well, how do you...
That movie with Max Baer. Remember him?
Yep.
The guy from the Beverly Hillbillies that played Jethro.
Right.
He was called Max Baer.
Right.
Maybe even Max Baer Jr.
He was Max Baer Jr.
Was he the junior?
His father was Max Baer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he did a movie called something about the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
It's just trouble. Yeah. It's still trouble, probably.
Well, it is, but I guess...
Don't go to jail down there.
Yeah, but if you say the North and the South, you're still making the same Civil War type of reference, though, I guess.
It's very divisive.
Yeah,
there's good people on both sides.
But, well, who said that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look, the Halloween thing is, yes, kids can get hurt. They can have their stomach pumped because of all that stupid candy.
You know, it's a tradition, though, Ron. Why do you have to mess with tradition?
Why can't we move? We moved Christmas.
When? What?
Jesus didn't. Come on.
Whatever.
Come on.
You know, we're not doing that spring Christmas thing. That's Easter. He already that's took fine. Over.
I'm saying if we can just choose a day.
And it's December 25th. It's already done. You can't change that.
You can change
Stop
the
trying
time.
To change
you can
shit.
Change the time.
No. What?
Why can't Halloween always be the last Friday of every month?
No, it's a date. You know why? It's called All Hallows Eve. Well. Because November 1st, do you even know history?
Yes.
November 1st is called...
Well.
November 1st. Well, I mean, maybe you don't want to know this stuff because you don't care. Well. But November 1st is called All Saints Day.
Right.
Okay? It's always that November 1st. Uh-huh. So therefore, you have Hallows Eve,
yep.
Halloween.
Yep.
So it has to be on the October 31st mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. that's history.
Yeah. And your point is?
It can't be on a day, on a Friday. Although I'd love it on a Friday. Have you ever been to Halloween? I'm Salem on Halloween. Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween. It's impressive.
I was there once.
I've done it three times.
Yeah, it's a little crowded.
I love it. It's
crowded.
The best.
A little crowded.
It's crazy
it
fun.
It is crazy. It is crazy fun.
Because the costumes alone, I sit there and look at them. Yeah. And they do all year they try to work on their costumes.
That's fun.
They're impressive.
That's Salem.
Yeah, you can look it up on YouTube.
When you have little kids going door to door...
Still, do it.
Do it in the daylight.
Why not?
Do it in the daylight.
Yeah, but you have
daylight.
To. Don't do these mall things. Don't do Halloween.
Do you know how dangerous it is for cars to go driving home from their work? It's getting dark.
Yeah.
And you got little kids walking around in black costumes.
Well, they have parents with them, right? Don't
Not all
kids.
Of them.
What?
Well, not if it's in a neighborhood. They just let them free.
Well, they're probably at least 12
free.
Then.
Even if the parents are
free
there.
Free range kids. Cage. They're cage free. It's free range kids.
Even if the parents are there, it's more of a dangerous situation than not.
Yeah.
And some kids live on major roads.
The road down the street here?
Yeah.
You can't even walk on that day, night,
anytime at all.
No, you can't.
There's no sidewalk, and there's no room.
That's a death threat.
Yes,
I mean, death wish.
Well, in many parts of the country, there are no sidewalks.
No sidewalks.
And no neighborhoods per se.
So what do you do?
That's why I'm saying.
You get a skateboard and you try to skate as fast as you can down that.
No, you can fall into the street.
No. You have to get through it quick. Get a scooter. Get a moped.
Yeah.
You can't walk it.
Yeah.
It's very bad for you.
I don't know. I think we should be handing out vegetables because
then they'll egg your house, dude. They'll put TP in your house. They'll egg your house. They'll break a window.
And isn't that the point? These lovely little children, if you don't give them what they
it's
want.
It's not the little kids doing it.
It's the bigger
kids. Punks.
Is that not terrorism?
Well,
if you don't, is
that's
that
tradition
not a ransom?
Also.
Yeah, it's tradition in this country.
It's
we have wonderful tradition.
Or treat.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
The trick part.
Yes.
Give them the treat and then forget it. You won't get tricked.
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you do with
it? Isn't that a wonderful child's holiday? Little kids come up to you, threaten you. If you don't give me candy, I'll vandalize your property.
Right. But you know what? Then, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing is, what do you do with your leftover candy?
Throw it out. I throw it out.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, right here. High five.
What?
I'll come by and grab your candy. What
you
do you,
got
you throw it out?
Absolutely.
Well, what are you giving out?
Because
what
it's evil. It's sugar. It's sugar. It's evil sugar. What are you talking about? You don't justify it. If the kids are the last five kids that come to my door, better have a truck because I'm. If I could just gauge when it's going to end, the last few kids would.
How much
would
you
leave.
Giving out? One, five pieces. What do you do?
Well, I start with two, and then toward the end, I start 70.
Well, I mean,
you know,
what are you giving out? Kit Kats? Reese's Pieces? What are you doing?
Similar to that, yeah.
Chocolate.
I
you give
know.
Out chocolate.
I don't buy the candy.
You're not giving out, like, hard candy?
No.
Raisins.
No raisins. Apples. Remember the apples? God damn, man.
I can't even right now.
Wow.
I said, you know, when I was a kid, we'd go to these. I'd bring my kids, rather.
Yeah.
I can't remember way back, too far back, but a couple things I remember. But when I took my kids out, the same house we'd go to every year, and the people would have this old, one house, old candy from the year before.
Yeah, sure.
And it's turning.
Yeah.
I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Trying to poison my kids with your old candy?
Well, they don't know it's old. And
they're old, too.
Well, of course.
It all made sense.
Look, if there's stuff left over, you wait till next Halloween.
No.
They don't eat candy.
They don't even leave
people.
The house, probably. They're shut-ins giving out old, stale candy.
Well,
stop it.
Well, there should be
That's
a sign
the stop
out
stop-it tour.
The stop-it tour.
No way. No more, babe. Not doing it.
I think the whole holiday is horrendous. I don't think children should be eating all that candy. I think they all get sick the next day anyway.
That's why churches have harvest fests or harvest things. They don't.
There should be
you know
parties.
Why? Because it's evil.
There should
to
be
them,
Halloween
is evil. It's about
and
witches and ghosts and evil spirits.
Correct.
So churches say,
you know what
we're
we
doing
do?
A harvest
you
fest
know,
with pumpkins and
yes,
apple Dunkin'.
Let's change the face of Halloween.
Why?
Because it's
supposed to be spooky.
Why? Why Listen. Do we have a holiday that scares the hell out of children and involves bloodletting?
Yeah, you got to be a ghost or an evil clown or a witch.
And have a knife in
don't
your hand.
Don't be an elephant. You're not going to be an elephant for Christmas, for Halloween.
Little children come to my door oozing in blood.
That's good. That's what it's meant to be. It's a scary holiday. Don't dress like a frog
kind
or
a society. This is a Trumpian society you're talking about.
Mario, be a video game person.
Oh, my God.
You got to be evil. Jason,
that's
you got to get
a horrible
hockey mask.
That's a horrible lesson for little children.
Well, what is it about, Ron? What is it Halloween about
we
to
must
you,
change,
then?
We must change
no.
the face of a...
You're what a is, changer.
What is Christmas like to you? What is Christmas? Here is a Jesus person.
Oh, that got all secularized. Yeah, I know. It's Santa now, of
and
course.
Now it's Santa and kids getting little toys. I mean, that has nothing to do with
what the
it
meaning
is.
Of the...
So you can't,
right.
you can't
yeah.
come back at Halloween with like that and say, yes,
no,
that
No, because Halloween
was
originally an
correct,
evil place,
correct.
A
but
thing.
It, but it, but
so
it,
you can't make it nice now.
Well, you can, because that's what we did with Christmas.
No.
Well...
Christmas, they made it worse. Christmas was good, and they made it worse. You're
no,
doing the opposite.
People toys. You're giving people... Christ did not give people presents.
The three wise men came. That was the whole point of the thing.
They didn't bring bicycles.
They brought incense and frankincense and myrrh.
Yeah, lousy gifts. Lousy gifts.
Because he was a baby. What's he going to do? He doesn't know anything. He's a little baby Jesus.
So then at Christmas, why can't kids open up the presents under the tree and get frankincense and myrrh?
Because they don't make that anymore. It's not even a thing, probably. Right. It was a made-up story,
lavender,
maybe. Who even knows?
Lavender oil.
I'll take the lavender oil.
I would,
bring
too.
It over here.
I would, too.
I'd rather have that.
I would,
some
too.
Ginger. That's fine with me.
I like frankincense.
I don't need any possessions.
I think we do take the holidays and we adjust them to...
Christmas is for kids, number one. It's not for adults.
And Halloween?
Same thing. Everything, all holidays are for children,
we
dude.
That's why we can morph the Halloween into something that has goodness involved. At a point, there was UNICEF. Kids were knocking on doors to get candy and then saying, I can't afford my next meal.
Oh, my
can
God.
Can I have
That's
some
sad.
Pennies?
That's a sad
well,
thing.
Well, children couldn't. They were collecting pennies for
UNICEF.
I did
UNICEF. It for my church. We had a church box and we give it to the church the next Sunday.
No, we actually collected money from the door-to-door thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you had
That's
a paper route,
also.
If you had a paper route, you would also say, and how about this week's money for the paper?
You should. That's extortion, like, in a way. Unless you really give the money
that's
to charity.
For,
if you
for
keep
a
it,
long time.
That's not good.
Well, you know, this teaches kids honesty, I suppose.
Well,
but we had a separate,
once a year?
We
should teach kids honesties every day.
We had a separate plastic pumpkin for the pennies. We did.
It sounds like you're carrying a lot of gear with you to the houses.
There was a lot of gear involved.
I don't
There
think,
was a lot of
right,
gear
you
involved.
You know what? I used a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Throw candy in there.
Yeah, pillowcases.
I trick or treat till I was 16 years old.
Yeah,
I was small though. No one knew. I wore a mask.
Yeah, pillowcase. Yeah, yeah. A pillowcase, a mask, and a gun. That's how they rob banks.
You're right. You ever seen the movie The Town?
Yes, that's how they did it.
You know Ben Affleck,
yep.
right?
Yep.
It's a great movie. I've seen it three times.
Lousy actor, great movie.
No, it was good.
I don't care for Ben.
It was filmed here.
I think we're doing a 2-hour show here.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
No, we're right on schedule.
Yeah, we're good.
Schedule.
We're good. Well, maybe we'll talk about Halloween next week. Maybe
we won't.
You said
we're doing a show.
Well,
now
I
gotta prepare.
But you just did the
we
whole
just,
show.
I know. You helped me.
I don't know if we can. If we got any more to talk about as far as
it's
Halloween,
all done. We've covered it. Let's work on Thanksgiving.
Let's work on Flag Day, shall we?
Okay.
Because that's a little more topical.
It sure is.
All right. That's Tori Lagarde over there, and she's on the left. And
I am on the left.
Remember that.
Left of center.
Okay. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.